When we're overwhelmed and sad over the state of our world, what should we do? Hey, this is Sheree at Bible Project. In this episode, we're in the book of Malachi to remember what God does to encourage those who trust in Him. When everything around us is a mess, who doesn't need a reminder like this? Let's reflect together. Listen in.
Hey everybody, this is Tim Mackey at Bible Project. And for this week's reflection, we are considering the final words of the last book of the Hebrew prophets, Malachi. We are here at the conclusion of the prophetic books, and there's this fascinating meditation on what it means to sustain hope when I feel powerless and sad about all the violence and division I see around me. We don't know exactly when Malachi lived, or if that was even the prophet's name. The Hebrew word malachi means my messenger. And so it's possible that this wasn't the prophet's name, but a title. In fact, my messenger is the common description of prophets all throughout the Hebrew Bible because they spoke to Israel on God's behalf. But whatever the time or the name of this prophet, it's clear that he lived after the return of some Israelites after the Babylonian exile. The second temple has already been rebuilt, and things are not going good, to say the least. And so this prophet criticizes Israel and their priestly leaders as corrupt and rebellious and once again violating the terms of their covenant with God. It's like Israel's defeat and exile in return hasn't changed the people much at all. And so throughout the short book, the prophet depicts God in a dispute with Israel. He tells them that he loves them and calls them to account for their idolatry and their injustice, their neglect of the temple and worship. The picture we get of God's people doesn't sound very different from the prophets who lived before the exile. Israel's worship of Yahweh was supposed to be this celebration of abundance and giving back to Yahweh and then sharing with the poor, but none of this was happening. The people had a scarcity mindset, this fear that there wasn't enough. And so what they feared, a lack of resources, is what they were creating by not sharing with God and with others. It became this downward spiral of scarcity and fear. How can this kind of people become God's kingdom of priests to the nations? And so, the prophet ponders, maybe all of the people won't become the royal priests God called Israel to be. Maybe this is another time when God is singling out a faithful remnant, like Noah in the generation of the flood, or like Abraham among the people of Babylon, like Joshua and Caleb among the generation in the wilderness. In each of these stories, humans had taken God's many gifts for granted. They used them and abused them and descended into selfishness and violence. And so, God finds a faithful few who will surrender and trust themselves to the will of God. He'll deliver them out the other side to a new time of blessing and abundance. This is what the final paragraphs of Malachi are about. In chapter 3, we learn about this group of Israelites who are called those who fear Yahweh and consider His name. And God calls them my treasured possession. The Hebrew word is segulah, and it was used first to describe the Israelites back at the foot of Mount Sinai in the book of Exodus when He called them to be a kingdom of priests to the nations. And so now, centuries later, that role is being here given to a small remnant within Israel. Malachi says this remnant will be written about in what's called a scroll of remembrance that's written before Yahweh. This is a reference to the Hebrew scriptures themselves that are all about God's plan to raise up a servant who will remain faithful to Him even if it costs everything. God goes on to say that this faithful servant and his crew are called to wait patiently for the day when Yahweh will bring fire that separates out what is flammable from what is not flammable. Some will find their worlds falling apart on that day, consumed by Yahweh's justice, but others, those who live in the fear of the Lord, Yahweh's fire will purify them and be like a sunrise that brings life and healing and new creation. In other words, the posture required of the remnant is to join this lineage of God's people, this faithful remnant that trusts that God is one day going to set all things right. And so the final words of Malachi call the remnant to focus on the covenant terms found in the Torah, which means they're to do right by God and right by their neighbor as images of God. And they're to wait for the arrival of a new Elijah, a new prophet who's going to announce the great day of Yahweh. And that's how the whole collection of the Hebrew prophets comes to a close. It's a call to hurry up and wait. In these words at the end of Malachi, we're hearing the words of the people who were the final framers of the whole Hebrew Bible, a small group of Israelites who were Psalm 1 type of people, who meditated on the scriptures as a source of hope and an inspiration to be faithful to God. And this was exactly the community into which John the Baptizer was born in the New Testament. It's into this movement that Jesus was baptized by John. And so when Jesus launched his Kingdom of God movement, when he summoned a faithful remnant of Israel to follow him, he did so with passages like Malachi chapter 4 on his heart and in his mind. And so this whole theme in Malachi, in the teachings of Jesus, it's instructive for us today. I don't know about you, but when I wake up every day and I tune into the headlines, it's very easy to be overwhelmed about all of the crises and the violence that is engulfing our communities and our world. And you feel powerless and you wonder, will anything ever really change? Will I ever change? And so the ending of Malachi comes along and reminds us that we're not alone in those concerns. We stand alongside generations of God's people who have felt the same way. And so we're called to join them. We're called to look to the scriptures that lead to Messiah Jesus, and we're invited to hope. And hope requires trust, trust that's built on the fact that God did send that new prophet and that he did point the way to Jesus, who brought the great day of Yahweh's mercy and justice in his life and death and resurrection. And so we are called not to sit around and do nothing, but to wait as we are faithful by loving God and loving our neighbor as ourselves. And so may God have mercy upon us. May he give us wisdom and courage as we wait and trust and follow him this week.
Malachi 3:16 through 4:6. Then those who feared the Lord talked with each other, and the Lord listened and heard. A scroll of remembrance was written in his presence concerning those who feared the Lord and honored his name. On the day when I act, says the Lord Almighty, they will be my treasured possession. I will spare them just as a father has compassion and spares his son who serves him. And you will again see the distinction between the righteous and the wicked, between those who serve God and those who do not. Surely the day is coming. It will burn like a furnace. All the arrogant and every evildoer will be stubble. And the day that is coming will set them on fire, says the Lord Almighty. Not a root or a branch will be left to them. But for you who revere my name, the sun of righteousness will rise with healing in its rays, and you will go out and frolic like well-fed calves. Then you will trample on the wicked. They will be ashes under the soles of your feet on the day when I act, says the Lord Almighty. See, I will send the prophet Elijah to you before that great and dreadful day of the Lord comes. He will turn the hearts of the parents to their children, and the hearts of the children to their parents. Or else I will come and strike the land with total destruction. Malachi 3:16 through 4:6.
Now let's review. After Israel returned from exile, many of them were just as selfish and unjust as before, and the land suffered for it. But there was a small remnant who really trusted and honored Yahweh. God called them his treasured possession and reminded them to hold on to his words of promise. Today, we can join them. When we feel overwhelmed and sad over the selfish and unjust state of our world, we can stand alongside generations of those who patiently trusted God. He assures that he will bring justice, and set all things right. He will keep his word. So as we keep waiting, we can also keep hope. Let's reflect more on this. Like always, I'll give you a moment to think about each prompt, but if you need more time, just press pause. Here's our first reflection. What is one thing you are patiently trusting God to make right? And now our second reflection. God said that those who trust and follow him are his treasured possession. What comes to mind as you reflect on what it means to be treasured? And now our last reflection. What would it practically look like for you to treasure God's promises today? Thanks for joining us for today's reflection. Do you want to reflect more on this lesson? We have a video on the literary design of Malachi and a treasure hunt of study questions that I think you'll find interesting. You can find it at bibleproject.com/study. In closing, let's read from Peter's letter to the Jews who are living far from home and facing many hard challenges. This is from 1 Peter 2:9. You are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of the darkness into his wonderful light. All right, today's message was by Dr. Tim Mackey. Our show production was by Cooper Peltz, Dan Gummel, and Zach McKinley. Our scripture reading by Michelle Jones. Our theme music by Grant William Harold. And I'm Sheree Hayes, your host. Reflections is more than a podcast. It's a community of friends and family who are reflecting on the Bible all throughout the week. Friends like Tissa.
Hi, I'm Tissa from Bahrain. I listen to Reflections after our morning family prayer. Thank you so much for this amazing job that you guys are doing.
Thanks, Tissa. And hello, Tissa's family. We love that you're a part of the Reflections community. Bible Project is a crowd-funded nonprofit located in Portland, Oregon. We provide free resources that show how the Bible is one brilliant story that leads to Jesus. We're so thankful for your support.